You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
The Coalition government is making amendments to the Resource Management Act 1991 through the Resource Management Freshwater and Other Matters Amendments Bill. This includes changes to stock exclusion and intensive winter grazing regulations. An Official Information Act request shows that the Department of Conservation advised against these amendments, specifically the removal of key freshwater protections. I spoke to Greenpeace Aotearoa freshwater campaigner Will Appleby about their response to the proposed changes. I began by asking what the amendments to the Resource Management Act 1991 are.
This government is taking away people's right to safe and healthy drinking water and swimmable rivers, and they're doing that by scrapping what is world-leading freshwater protections. Everyone has the right to safe drinking water, and our current regulations prioritise the health of freshwater ecosystems and the health of communities' fresh drinking water before commercial interests are able to use that water. What this amendment bill will do is take away those priorities. Which means that commercial interests can use fresh water without ensuring that there is access to safe drinking water for communities. It's further evidence that this government is attacking nature, and it's a war on nature, and they are putting the interests of commercial interests ahead of communities.
What was the disregarded advice given by the Department of Conservation, and what advice was provided instead?
Yeah, so the Department of Conservation, they advised the government that New Zealand's freshwater protection should remain intact. The government has ignored that advice and instead chosen to plough ahead with their plans to scrap those freshwater protections. That will take away people's access to safe, healthy drinking water and swimmable rivers, because again, those protections prioritise the health of the rivers and the right for communities to access safe drinking water. And it's opposed the bill in its entirety. We think that those priorities for healthy, safe, healthy ecosystems and the access to safe drinking water should be prioritised before commercial interests can use water for their own means.
So do you think that there is a way to balance commercial interests with more positive environmental policy?
It's probably important to go back a little bit to how these freshwater regulations came about. So the freshwater regulations were updated in 2020, and those changes required the water to be managed in a way that prioritised the health of the water bodies first, and the health of communities second, and then all other uses of water, whether that be commercial or cultural, would come third. And the reason was to try and address and reverse the degradation of fresh water, which has been occurring in communities for many, many years now. And so there was a good reason to bring those fresh water protections in. By removing those protections, we're at risk of further degradation of our fresh water. And the message is very clear that communities want access to clean, safe drinking water. They want access to swimmable rivers that have healthy ecosystems, and those things should be prioritised. And what this amendment will do is take away those priorities and allow commercial interests to use water for their own means without taking into account the health of the water or health of communities.
So there is an ongoing theme with this government rushing legislation through Parliament. So with respect to environmental policy, why do you think this is a problem, like now and perhaps for future legislation that this government is trying to pass?
That's a good question, because I think, you know, people didn't vote for this government to have their protections for their fresh water eroded. They voted for this government for other reasons. And now that we're at this point in the term, people are getting a very different picture of what the priorities of this government are. We know that the priorities of people and communities around the country is that their freshwater is protected, so they have access to healthy freshwater. And it's not just rural communities, right? Like down here in Christchurch, freshwater is severely at risk as a result of intensive dairy farming, and that even urban communities will have their freshwater impacted by the degradation of freshwater. So this is a big issue, and it's reckless for this government to repeal these world-leaning but desperately needed protections because they were bought in to try and reverse degradation of freshwater in Aotearoa.
So do you think that, you know, through this lack of consultation and also just passing legislation through government really quickly, do you think that this is just another way of trying to get it past New Zealanders so they don't notice that these kinds of changes are happening?
Yeah, so absolutely. The government aren't even giving their own advisers enough time to give detailed, nor allowing thorough feedback on potentially destructive environmental policies. So it is just another example of the government trying to bypass due process and allow communities and advocates to identify issues in legislation like this. So we're calling on the government to leave those freshwater protections alone and to get rid of this bill, because it's clear it's going to take us backwards, especially in terms of our freshwater degradation, which is already severely damaged as a result of intensive dairy farming.
Right, so do you think with more consultation, how do you think the amendments bill would be impacted if DOC was given more time to give more thorough advice?
Well, if departments like DOC were given more time to give thorough advice, then maybe it would be more clear to the government why these protections need to be left in place. But I think more broadly than that, this government is acting quite recklessly in the way it is passing legislation, and it doesn't appear to be that interested in its own advisers. And that needs to change, because these decisions that they're making very quickly does risk taking New Zealand backwards on a variety of environmental issues and environmental protections. And in this case, it means that the health of communities and the health of freshwaters will no longer be prioritised above development and commercial interests. You know, the current protections don't say that development can't occur. It just means that the health of communities and the health of the freshwater has to be prioritised. And most people in Aotearoa agree with that, like that.
Yeah, cool. All I've got for you today, did you have anything else you would like to add?
I think, just to summarise, New Zealanders won't stand by and watch this government destroy the lakes, destroy the rivers, and the drinking water that is so central to our lives. We're prepared to resist, and we know that many communities across the Motu will resist as well, because this is important.
That was Greenpeace Aotearoa freshwater campaigner Will Appleby about their response to the removal of freshwater protections.
We'll be right back after a short break. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.